Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, how are you? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. I'm a little on your site trying to do a thing for the promo for the KitchenAid.
Yes, ma'am.
And every time I put in my card for the $2 shipping fee, it keeps saying insufficient funds. But I have more than enough money in my account. And I'm trying to see, my question is it trying to take, are y'all actually charging more than $2? Are you trying to take out more than the $2?
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code and your first and last name?
Huh?
Your zip code and your first and last name?
I'm sorry. It's 30236. My name is Ezra Harrell.
And what was your zip code?
30236.
30236?
Uh-huh.
And could you spell your first name?
A-N-G-E-L-I-S-A.
Yes, and give me one moment.
Okay.
Yes, Emily, could you verify your mailing address?
807-474 Domingo Drive, Jonesboro, Georgia, 30238. I'm sorry, the zip code I gave you was the zip code to my bill for my billing account.
Yes, ma'am. Do you see we attempted to claim the KitchenAid mixer? That is going to be a contest entry for that product. It's a sweepstakes. You would have to be enrolled in our app because that's where they picked the winners from.
Okay, so how much is it trying to take out?
So for our subscription, it's $59.89.
Okay, so it's trying to take out all of it?
Yes, ma'am. The subscription cost is for $59.89.
Okay, so it's not saying that on the thing. It's just saying $2. So it's totally misleading. So if I would have had all of that money in my account, it would have taken out about $50 out of my account.
They would have taken out $59.89, and those terms and conditions are stated on the website.
I don't see that on the website.
Yes, ma'am. It's in the terms and conditions.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks for my customer support. You have a great day.
You too, Bob.